Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm evening across Israel. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are seeing clear skies, while Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze. Perfect for an evening walk if you're out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports from earlier today that Hezbollah's hideouts have become death traps after the IDF claims a strategic ambush was formed. Also, according to Israel Hayom, Hamas is expected to announce a successor to Sinwar this week, with several candidates in the running. Also this hour, Ynet reports that Maj. Gen. Tomer Bar of the Israel Air Force warns that failing to secure a nuclear deal with Iran could lead to significant consequences as he retires after 39 years. Separately, I-24 News highlights an IDF official's claim that unless Iran's enriched uranium is removed, Israel might need another military action to prevent Iran from advancing toward nuclear capabilities. And finally, Axios notes that former President Trump announces a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, which could impact ongoing diplomatic efforts. Here's what people are saying online. Ami Dar, an activist, commented just minutes ago that those who believe the US and Israel were succeeding against Iran are notably silent now. Dan Linnaeus, a political commentator, remarked earlier that European and Canadian efforts in deterring Russian aggression have been commendable, likening it to a delicate art form. Avi Kanner, a business leader, shared an hour ago that according to Transparency International, Lebanon and Iran are among the most corrupt countries in the Middle East, while UAE, Saudi Arabia, and Israel are the least corrupt. Now for more on those stories, starting with Hezbollah, Walla reports that the IDF believes the group underestimated the strategic implications of its actions. The military claims the recent operations have severely impacted Hezbollah's capabilities. This development could shift the balance of power in the region. Turning to Hamas, Israel Hayom reveals that the anticipated leadership change comes amid internal tensions. The new leader's approach could significantly influence the group's future strategies. This decision will be closely watched by international observers. Meanwhile, Maj. General Tomer Bar's retirement statement, covered by Ynet, underscores the urgency of addressing Iran's nuclear ambitions. Without a deal, Israel faces the prospect of increased military engagement. This warning serves as a crucial reminder of the stakes involved. In a related development, I-24 News highlights the urgency of resolving Iran's uranium issue. The IDF's stance suggests that diplomatic solutions are preferred, but military options remain on the table. The outcome will likely affect regional security dynamics. Finally, Axios reports that Trump's proposed ceasefire is politically sensitive for Israeli leadership. While it could ease tensions temporarily, the long-term implications for peace negotiations with Iran remain uncertain. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports from earlier that the latest wave of layoffs in high-tech is becoming more disconnected and ruthless, signaling a shift in the industry's approach to workforce management. Separately, Israel Hayom Business notes that Google has outperformed other tech giants with impressive profits, highlighting the company's robust financial health amidst a competitive landscape. And finally, Globes reports that Israeli credit card companies are eyeing a partnership with Wizz Air's Loyalty Club following Isracard's recent strategic moves with El Al's Flycard. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 6 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.